Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Graham Morrison bringing us back with one of his greats, Moon Dance, one of my favorite songs. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant's a great member of our Brain Trust, joining us all the way from very near to London. I don't think he's downtown. I think he's sort of in a little bit in the burb, but he's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD, and the author of Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More. Grant LaBeouf, L-E-B-O-F-F, is how you spell his last name if you're looking for him. Grant, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's stickymarketing, all one word, .com. www.stickymarketing.com.
And that's what you do. You help people not only get customers to come do business with your customers, with your clients, but to get them to come back, right? I mean, buying from me is one time is great, but the big party is when they come back, right?
Absolutely right. So it's not just about attracting customers and winning customers. It's about keeping customers, 100%.
So you've been talking about something recently that I'm not familiar with, charm pricing. Now when people think of charming, they automatically, instantaneously think of me, right? And you know, someone who's amazingly charming. I hear that all the time, but I've never heard of charm pricing. Tell us about that.
Yes, so charm pricing is, a lot of people, you'll know what charm pricing is, it's just a lot of people haven't heard the term. So there's a number of aspects of charm pricing. It's the techniques that some of us use and probably don't know why it works. So I'll give you a couple of examples of charm pricing. One is the phenomenon when we charge people $7.99 instead of $8 or $9.99 instead of $10. And of course, you think about that, you think, well, why does that work? I mean, you know, it should. Come on, we're all sensible. We know that $7.99 is only 1 cent less than $8. So, you know, what? Come on, what? Why does $7.99
Why are you playing games with me, right?
Exactly right. So there's a phenomenon that is called the left digit effect. And it's a real phenomenon. And what happens is, of course, we all read from left to right. And when we read from left to right, when you see $7.99, 7 is a lower number than 8. And so although you know, if you use logic and rationale to say, look, the difference between $7.99 and $8 is only 1 cent, because of the left digit effect, emotionally, $7.99 feels quite a lot cheaper than $8. And that's why that has an effect. But it goes further than that because we are so used to the number 9 being associated with a bargain or a deal because of that phenomenon, that part of charm pricing is that we associate the number 9 with a bargain. So I'll give you an example. Two professors called Duncan Simister and Eric Anderson did a research in a magazine where they charged $44 for a dress, $39 for a dress, and $34 for the same dress. Now, of course, you'd expect if you can buy the same dress for either $44, $39, or $34, you'd expect everybody to buy it for $34 because that's the cheapest price, right? Same dress. They didn't. Although the $34 dress outsold the $44 dress, the most popular dress was the $39 dress. In other words, people are willing to pay $5 more automatically assume. Yeah, the number 9 is associated with bargains, and that's the power of kind of popular culture.
And I'll tell you, that less digit effect works in other places too, and sometimes it works against you. For example, never tell your customers a range of when things are going to be delivered. Never say it'll be here between 7 and 14 days. Never say that. Because they won't hear 14, they only hear 7. And they'll call you in 7 days and say, where's my stuff? And so always say 14 days or less. You can say that, but if you give them a number, they'll remember that for the rest of their lives, won't they?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And actually, you bring us on to another really, really important part of charm pricing, which is a thing that, again, a lot of people are aware of, but they don't always use it with pricing, which is a phenomenon, which is what you've just said, actually, which is called anchoring. And what happens is we always listen to the first thing that we're told.
Right.
So I'll give you an example. If you go into a restaurant and someone says, you know, how much is dinner here this evening? And you say to someone, well, a meal per head in this particular restaurant, it's a nice restaurant, is $125. And they go, wow, God, that's quite an expensive. And you say, well, actually, we do have a second option for $75. Now, of course, if someone walked into a restaurant and you said it's $75 a head, they think that was quite expensive. But if you say to them, well, our normal charge is $125, but actually we've got a deal on this evening where you can have a meal for $75 in relation to $125, $75 suddenly feels quite a lot cheaper. And suddenly it feels like more of a bargain. So when you've got pricing to give someone, if you can give them a more expensive price of something you do in the first place, that anchors them. So when you give them the second price, suddenly it feels significant.
You become their new best friend, and they'll tell all their friends about you. Hey, Grant, I need your website again, please.
It's steamarketing.com.
All right. Check it out. The book is called Digital Selling. Hey, Grant, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thank you. Take care.
Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from England. Quick breaks. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.